A local group of friends hopes to bring a family to the region from war-torn Ukraine. Working alongside the Horonia Community Foundation, the group is currently looking for a rental unit where a family can settle to begin rebuilding their lives following the Russian invasion of their homeland. "It's been something that's been on my mind for quite some time," said Midland resident Ken Woods, who's involved with the project. "You just feel so helpless when you watch the news and see so many Ukrainians seeking safety and sanctuary. It's going to be a challenge because these are people who have lost everything." Earlier this week, Woods visited the Canadian-Ukrainian Immigration Aid Society in Toronto that is assisting the Canadian government when refugees first arrive to help meet their immediate needs. Arriving Ukrainians currently receive temporary assistance in Toronto for a few nights in temporary locations to obtain Canadian SIN and OHIP cards and vaccines for COVID, if needed. According to Woods, there are currently refugees living in temporary housing who would likely relish the opportunity to settle in North Simcoe. "The challenge is now to make it work," Woods said, adding that entails the difficult task of finding rental accommodation in an already challenging market as more and more people search for affordable housing as escalating house prices have made buying a home simply out of reach to many. "It's obscene. This is a national problem that needs to be addressed." Woods, who has experience helping refugees settle in the area as part of the St. Paul's United Church Refugee Committee, said a Ukrainian family would add to the region's rich cultural fabric and continue the community's history of helping those displaced by the effects of war. "It only makes sense that we continue this effort to support Ukrainians who have been forced to leave their country. It is healthy for our community," he said. "Many of them are well educated. They're prepared to work once they get here. They will want to work and earn money." As for Horonia Community Foundation, the organization will handle administrative tasks. "The Horonia Community Foundation has taken this on as a project and we're delighted to see their support of this," Wood said, crediting Board President Don McCready and Executive Director Scott Warnock for their help so far. "And should housing be found," Wood said, "a team of volunteers will assist the family upon arrival." Woods added, "If we can find a place to house them, we will invite a family up to do a look-see around. Anybody who knows of an apartment or home for rent or who has a self-contained apartment in their home that's available to rent is asked to call 705-529-2959 or email midlandukraine@rogers.com with the pertinent details. The group is also looking for help from locals, who can speak Ukrainian and assist with translations with an incoming family if needed, along with those who would like to make a financial donation to the cause. They're also looking for people to help an arriving family locate food stores, pharmacies, medical and/or trauma counseling support services, other businesses, the YMCA, local parks, beaches, and other community points of interest.